accent. Kevin, how in the world are you doing?
Doing great, man. How are you?
I am very good. Yeah? Extremely good.
Oh, nice.
And you know what? I'm proud of
you. What's on your mind, though, Kyle? I can tell something's concerning you.
You know,
what are you worried about?
I was once trained by an ethicist, and he taught me how every issue has two sides. And so you treat every issue like a two-sided coin. You want to make sure that you understand both sides of that issue so that you can make an informed decision. Does that make sense?
That makes complete sense. I agree with that.
Well, I always have. And I spent about 3 years with a true ethicist. And
Mr. Miyagi?
No. No,
Did he teach you to grab the fly with the chopsticks?
That's a karate teacher. This is an actual ethicist. So
another movie that I've seen. You say I've never seen a movie. Yet another movie reference. So I'm just gonna work that in there.
Thank you. Thank you. And a really, really fine reference. Thank you. I think, you and I are so gung-ho on, how to be a Texan and let's show pride in being a Texan. But what if we postulate something kind of interesting here, Kevin? What if we say, we've been gritching about, all these Californians are coming to Texas and don't California my Texas and all that. Well, the Coloradans have been saying that for decades about don't California my Colorado and don't Texas my Colorado. They've been saying that for decades because all the Californians and the Texans have been going to Colorado because it's so stinking beautiful and buying real estate and summer homes and all that up there. And I'm sure they're sick of it, but who cares? We're not. It's in how to be a Coloradan. It's how to be a Texan. So
that's
anywho,
right.
So I was thinking about what is the other side of the coin on this, and what if we look at how not to be a Texan? I'm not saying this in a mean way. I'm just saying that if you're out there and you're in Vermont and you're like, hey, I think I'll move to Texas. Well, I want to talk about some of the reasons why you might consider not doing that. Is that fair?
I think so. I think I know where you're going here.
Okay. We've talked
about
You're
singling out Vermont again. You singled them out on the last episode.
Okay. Take Delaware. If you live in Delaware.
Really, we really don't want them moving down here, so we're going to convince them why they shouldn't. Is that
Vermont or Delaware? Which one?
Both.
Both?
Sounds like.
It's... I got nothing against either one of those people. Then there's, 48 people in Vermont and maybe 70 in Delaware.
Yeah.
I don't know, something like that. If they want to come down here, fine. Fine.
But now we're going to give them a list of reasons why they shouldn't, right?
I'm going to give you a list of reasons to consider not coming.
Not moving to Texas, okay?
That's right. So let's think
about that. Well, this should be interesting.
So what are some things that you would think, that's bad? I don't...
Houston.
Man, that's cold-blooded.
Next question.
Remember, that's brotherly love there. That's,
I love Houston.
Houston is fine. Kevin just has a bias against it. It's fine. But let's think about it. So if you're coming to Texas, Texas is very big. Intrastate travel is a real challenge, right?
Well, yeah. I could see that, right? I really could see that if you're not from here. Like for me, it's not because I know.
Yeah.
Like I've grown up here my entire life. So I know if I'm going to go to El Paso, it's going to be a long, long, long drive, right?
Right.
So my expectations are set properly. Or if I'm going to drive down to Corpus Christi, that's basically like driving, almost to another country.
Right.
So I think if you're from here, you get it. It's not that big of a deal. But you're coming from someplace like a Vermont or Delaware or really any other state.
Other than Alaska.
It can seem over... Yeah, well, Alaska's, huge, 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 bigger than Texas. But
yeah.
It can seem really overwhelming. I could see that. I could totally see that.
That's
right.
So
if you don't like doing road trips, you don't like getting in the car and, you know, spending the night in a motel, you know, on a 2-day road trip, if you don't like that kind of thing, you probably don't want to live in Texas, right?
Yeah.
Or live in a major area like Dallas or Houston or Austin where you can hop on a plane to go to other places.
Yeah.
To El Paso or Amarillo or Lubbock or, you know, the other cities. But yeah, if you don't like that, you know, you might struggle down here.
Right.
For sure.
Like for example, next week I'm going out to El Paso Wednesday, Thursday for work, and it's an hour and a half flight from Dallas to El Paso, and I go from mm-hmm. Central Time to Mountain Time. And it's just that big.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's why we invented Buc-ee's, though, so we have some place to stop on these road trips.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. But yeah. I'm not driving 11 hours to get out to El Paso. I'm just not doing it. Yeah, so let's look at another reason. And one of those might be that Texas as a state and then all 50 states ranks really well below average in some of the quality of life metrics. And see, these are some of kind of your basic healthcare metrics of access to healthcare, you know, morbidity, child morbidity, you know, some of the obesity metrics, things of that nature. You know, it ranks really 45th, 46th, 48th in many of those health metrics, which is not good.
Yeah, we talked about some of that, I think, in the Blue Zone episode, right?
Yeah.
Did we cover some of that stuff?
Yep. And that's why Texas is clearly not a Blue Zone.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, it's kind of a all or nothing situation also, right?
Right.
You know, same type of thing. If you live out in a rural area, you know, you may have to drive, you know, 50 miles to get to a doctor, right?
Yeah.
Or something like that. But, you know, if you're in a major city, Dallas or...
No, it's good.
You know, Houston or Austin, you know, San Antonio, you know,
right.
you'll be okay, right? So if you're a city dweller and you want to live, you know, in the city or in the suburbs around the city, you'll be good.
Yeah.
But if you're, you know, living out in the country where you're at now and you want to move out to, you know, way out in the sticks in Texas... You might want to consider that. Although, I know other states that have, you know, rural populations have similar issues too. So
no, they do. They do.
But yeah, it can be a factor, and it's really kind of an all or nothing because there's so much open space in rural areas in Texas, right?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just another consideration. There are many other southern states that have low metrics as far as some of the quality of life metrics, but it's something to consider. Mm-hmm. One of the other things that you need to think about is really the types of severe weather events that occur. And you need to be very wary of that. I've talked about, you know, how I was running a bunch of hospitals in Houston and Hurricane Harvey hits and it deluges 57 inches of rain over all of Houston in a 3-day period. And basically nobody could deal with it. They were talking about an 800-year floodplain and all that. And we've had, you know, Hurricane Ike, Hurricane, you know, you just name it. There's a list of, I don't know, a ton of major hurricanes that have come through and demolished, you know, the 1900 hurricane we talked about with Galveston.
Yep.
And then just others that just keep on coming and just slamming in. And we're coming into the major part of hurricane season now. And it's a big deal. And that's only one of really three types of major weather events that we have. The third one is less significant, but tornadoes. We're in Tornado Alley in North Texas, and it is devastating what a tornado can do and has done and will do in this part of the country.
Yeah, we have the hail, ginormous hail in the spring.
Yeah, that was the third thing. Yeah, that's the third category of major weather events that we have are these horrific straight line winds, major hailstorms, major thunderstorms. So,
yeah.
And that's really all through Texas.
And then the heat, you know, the heat can be
excruciating,
you know. So, if you're coming from a climate that's not, you know, hot in the summer, you know, be prepared to, you know, let's say you're living up north, right? Be prepared for the summer. But on the other hand, you generally don't have to deal with the winter the way you do up there. Now, we did this past year. We had like 1 week of winter, and it shut the whole state down. You know, so you would probably be okay there. But yeah, the heat can be really, really hot. And, you know, I've heard a lot of stories because, you know, the pattern is families who have kids, they'll generally go and look for properties. Let's say you're going to move from another state to Texas, you have kids. You're probably going to go look in the springtime, right? So that you can be prepared to get in, get settled in, and get ready for the following school year.
Mm-hmm.
So I've heard a lot of stories of people that'll come to Texas in the spring when it's really nice weather, and they'll look at the property, they'll find a house, they'll buy it, they'll move in, and then suddenly, boom, you know, July, August hits, and they're like, oh my God, what have I done?
Yeah.
Yeah, that can be excruciating also.
Well, you know, having lived here my whole life, and we're literally on the verge of August, which is my least favorite month in Texas. You know, you go out, I wake up early just because I'm old, and, you know, I go out, and there's just this gulp factor of, oh, it's going to be, it's going to be stinking hot today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the way it's going to be for the next, I don't know, 6-8 weeks. And then we get fall for a week or two, and then it goes into weird, wonky, kind of cold, kind of hot, you know? It's just weird.
You know, I mean, you would think after living here as long as we have, we would be, you know, kind of conditioned for it. But what I find, I spend a lot of time outside. I know you do too. Like every summer, it takes me, you know, a few outdoor hot days where I feel kind of crappy. And then my resistance builds up, and then I'm fine for the rest of the summer. But it's like every summer I go through that where I got to it's almost like, you know, reconditioning myself every year.
Yeah.
Because you never really quite fully get to where it doesn't affect you, in my opinion.
No. At least I don't know that it ever will, that I'll ever just be like, oh, it's going to be 106 today. Let me just embrace that. No.
Yeah.
It's just stinking hot. So. Yep. Anyway, so weather is another one. Another complaint, you know, that you could say is that, you know, Texas has an issue with crime. And you don't necessarily think of Texas as a high crime rate place. However, when you look at the amount of or the number of police officers per population, it's one of the lowest in the country. And so that's something to consider. There are only, let's see, Alabama, Ohio, Washington, Wyoming, New Mexico, Indiana, and Mississippi are lower than Texas as far as the officer to population ratio. So, you know, that's something to think about too. Thing is, 27 million people here, they're all carrying guns, you know, so get ready for that. There's a lot of kind of making sure that people are checked down fairly quickly on crime, just because, and now we're going to this open carry thing starting, I think, September 1 that Governor Abbott just signed in. So there's a ton of concealed carry people, and then now there's going to be a ton of open carry people.
No, open carry's been here for a while. Open carry.
No. It just got. No, you're talking about the rifles. You can open carry rifles, but I'm talking about the concealed carry is moving.
Yeah, you
open.
Can now carry that. Yeah,
concealed, you know, it's not, you don't have to have a license to carry a
pistol. Yeah, you don't have the license anymore, which I think is dumb, actually.
Okay.
I think that's pretty dumb.
The concealed carry or the open carry?
I think for concealed carry, you know, for a handgun, you should go get a license.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with having that requirement. Yeah.
And I
most people did.
I loved it because it put me through. Number one, you know, I've always been big on gun safety and how to handle a firearm. Number two, it made me be proficient in the range with a true trainer, a firearm trainer. And so I had to be tested with my trainer and make sure that I was accurate. And I had to pass a test, and it was an accuracy test. So, and think about that. If you get into a situation and I hope and pray I never get into that situation. But the thing was, is that the trainer wanted to ensure that I wouldn't put other people in harm's way if I ever got into one of those situations where you actually did have to fire. You want to make sure that you hit the target that you're going for and not Granny Johnson that's sitting 4 feet off to the left of the bad guy. You want to make sure.
Yeah, exactly. That, so I don't know why they're removing that. I mean, that's just common sense. You should just you know, go get the safety training.
It,
you
know, it get doesn't. A thing. I mean, it makes a lot of, and it's not that onerous to get the training.
Yeah.
So I'm with you on that. I wish that was the case, but that's unfortunately not the case with the political environment that we're in. So the other thing that may be a knock on Texas is just traffic. You know,
well, let me ask you this, right? So number five was about crime.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that, you know, changing the, I mean, yeah, never mind. Let's move on. Okay. Yeah.
See, I don't really see that as a big issue either, because when you look at Dallas and Houston, the two biggest meccas of Texas, you know, the crime rate is not terrible. I mean, there have been waves of where the murder rate's been higher or whatever, but I would say that it doesn't feel just out of control by any means.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are certainly pockets around every community where you just know, okay, this is a trouble spot, and I'm going to be very, very careful. Yeah, or you're just dumb. Then so you just need to be street smart about areas that you go into, especially what time of day, you know, that kind of thing. So you just need to be smart. Traffic is another knock. You know, I think all major communities, major MSAs have a traffic problem. If you're in DC, Atlanta, LA, Chicago, New York, wherever, major traffic. Okay. Major traffic in San Antonio, Houston, Austin, I-35 that cuts from Dallas to Waco to Austin to San Antonio is terrible. It's always terrible. Interstate 35 is just terrible going through Texas.
It's always under construction too.
Always.
It's always under construction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's frustrating. So,
I like 281 though.
Oh, it's beautiful. I like 281 going down through Fredericksburg and all. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's so pretty.
Yeah.
So if you can 281
runs parallel to 35 almost all the way down.
Yeah.
And so if you hop over there, it's more old school where you got to stop in each town and go through stoplights and stuff. But it's a beautiful drive.
Yeah, it really is.
A lot of times it's faster than 35 because of the traffic.
Right. That's right. But you do have to make the choice. It's like, okay, well, if I'm going to drive to Dallas, to Austin, Dallas, Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, well, you got to make the call. Okay, well, are you going to drive that and deal with traffic and construction and whatnot? Are you going to fly and deal with security and TSA and all the others? So it's always a, you know, or just driving to work, you know. Okay, well, you're going to have traffic. And there's a lot of toll roads. Texas is a big toll road state. I don't think it's as bad as Florida, but it's pretty much up there now.
We're getting there.
A ton of toll roads. And so you have the choice to pay, okay, I'm going to pay $10 to get to work today, you know, on toll roads, and I'm going to make it 20 minutes quicker than I would if I was going the regular way.
Yep.
So, yeah, so traffic could be an issue. You know, property taxes, you know, that's a big deal from a financial perspective. If you move here and you say, oh, well, we don't have a state income tax, but you need to make sure what county you're in and understand the property taxes, because that's a big deal for paying for police, school, sewage, you know, whatever. All the kind of the public interest for that county are going to fly through that property tax, you know, assessment.
Yeah, this article says it's 60% higher than what the average is outside of Texas.
Oh, wow. Yeah, 60%. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Yep. But that state income tax, the lack thereof, that's a huge incentive. So when you start modeling out, am I going to live in California or I'm going to live out in Texas, you're always going to have a huge deduct without that. There's another knock here that I almost am ashamed to read it, but it's really about the ego experience that you may encounter. Kevin and I don't know, we don't have that, you know, I can't imagine why anybody would say there's an ego experience of people thinking that Texas is so awesome that I don't know what you're talking about, Kevin. Do you know?
I don't know. We got 88 episodes of that.
I don't know what you're talking about. I
80,
really
80 some odd episodes in. We're checking our egos.
Bragging about how awesome Texas is. Everything else stinks. Anyway.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Well, yeah. So that's it. So, hey, you know, we're all big people, and if you decide you're going to move here, you have to go back to my friend the ethicist and look at both sides of that coin and say, what are the pros of me moving in financially, crime, traffic, weather, all that, or am I, you know, going to stay in Nebraska or whatever? Okay, if you're going to stay in Nebraska, enjoy. You can do a podcast. Why, you know, how to be a Nebraskan. Enjoy
how
yourself.
How to be a Nebraskan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How to
so
be
what do you think at the end of the day, Kyle? Should people move or here? Or are you changing your position now that we read this one no. article off the internet?
Yeah, I think this article totally changed my mind.
We're just going to cancel the thing. This is the final episode.
I'm cancel culture Texas. No.
Yeah.
No.
All right. We're no longer doing this podcast. It's been great. It's been fun.
No, I really am a big believer in my friend, the ethicist, of just looking fairly and equitably at every issue. And if we say how to be a Texan, we want you to come to Texas and be informed. We also want you to come and be informed and not be angry once you get here and you didn't know that, oh, by the way, there's a long way between Brownsville and Amarillo. You know, it's, you just need to know that. I mean, surely you will.
Yeah, I agree. You need to know what you're getting into. Yeah. And if you're going to be angry, just don't be angry at us because we told you so.
We told you, suckers. That's right. If you didn't listen, that's your fault. Anyway. Right. All right. Well, hey, appreciate y'all listening to us about the cons of moving to Texas.
Yeah. No, this was good. This is fun. Look us up. We're out there on, you know, Apple, Google Play, Spreaker, iHeartRadio. Leave us a review. Tell your friends and family. Adios. Bye.
Adios.